Hey folks, Dan Friel here live with you today. Thanks for joining me out there. Anybody that's watching live, a lot of people watch this behind the scenes because I started doing the live events because by the time I did my closing bell on Fridays, everybody was gone for the day. So I just wanted to recap. Each Friday we're going to come in and I'm going to give you two newsletters going forward. One I'm going to come out on Monday. I'm going to post a newsletter. I'm going to try to get that out this Monday. I'm going to show you kind of mocks of these here in a minute and then go over some other things. But you're here to figure out what's going on with these and why is there going on? So let's get over with a recap of this week. I wanted to kind of show you how the market seesawed this week, and we kind of ended up, I think, basically where we were last week. So here's what the market's doing today. You go up to the top here, and Elon Musk raised $10 billion. Okay, whatever. The markets right here ended the day. S&P added to big gains for the week following Fed rate cuts. So I think the S&P and the Nasdaq, and I think the Russell too, all these are hitting record highs each day. The Dow Jones is in that range as well. The VIX is up just a little bit, but nothing over 15 really scares us. The VIX basically tells us the anxiety or the blood pressure on Wall Street. So that's why we look at this. Then we go over to oil. Oil's going to tell us where inflation's going. We love it. Okay, it's at $62 a barrel, down 1%. Oil price slip as robust supply outweighs outlook for more consumption. So that's good news there. So oil's coming down. That's going to help on the inflation front, maybe kind of offsetting the tariffs. So let's get over to the bond market right now. Here's what's going on behind the scenes. So this is what we follow on a daily basis if you follow my channel. If you're new to the channel, welcome. I'm going to explain to you briefly kind of how this works, and I'm not going to go through the prices and things, folks, so don't worry about that. But here's what the market did today. So what we focus here on the channel is the MBS, the mortgage bonds that trade on Wall Street. What you have to understand by this bond, if the price of the bond goes up, then we love it. That's when the rates come down. There's a kind of a yin-yang effect. So when the prices go down, rates go up. So let's go to a five-day. Here's what we had this week. Okay, so we went into the Federal Reserve meeting, and I was out there telling you guys, okay, I suggest you lock, because last time what happened to interest rates or mortgage rates, they went up. They actually went up dramatically last time. They went up like 1% within a week. We didn't get there this time, and I didn't think we'd get there this time, but there's a lot of catalysts behind the scenes I want you guys to be aware of. So I'm not trying to scare you guys out there. I'm just trying to present the news and what happened. So we went into the Federal Reserve's meeting, and then right here when they announced it, it jumped all the way. See this red dot up here? Let me see if I can zoom this in a little bit more for you guys. See that red dot right there? That's where it jumped. It went all the way up to that point. That's when the Federal Reserve cut, and that was a great time to lock if you could. And then the news came out, the news conference, and it got a little bit kind of, okay, why did one member do this and other members are doing this? The consensus now is maybe looking that there might be one rate cut. What's really going on? So they went into it with kind of a hawkish tone. They said, we're cutting this just to kind of, for some safety nets, basically. And that's not what the market wanted. Okay, so if you look down here, and this might be hard to see right down through here, 4.14, that's the 10-year treasury. Well, I'll bring it up on the screen right here just for you a second, just so you can reference this. Okay, so here's what happened right when the Federal Reserve cut rates. Okay, they went across here, and then on right through here, I think this is 2 days. Let's go to a five-day chart. Okay, so here's what happened. It went in, and the Federal Reserve, the rates were coming down, down, just like last year, down, 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 and then the Federal Reserve cut. And then over the last 2 days, we went all the way up to here. So this equates out to, if you go over to the interest rates, we were down about 6.125, 6%. I did lock somebody that day, a couple people at 5.99. So rates are up about 0.25% since the Federal Reserve cut. Now, how much are they going to go? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. So we go for that, we go over to this thing. Okay, so this is what they call the dot plot. And I know everybody's been beating this to a dead horse in all the financial channels. Here's what I just want you to understand. The members of the Federal Reserve who have the availability to vote on this thing, here's a lot of them voted right through here. And this is where we are now. Okay, so if you go over to here, I know it's hard to see. Let me try to click in one more time. I just don't want to lose the whole screen, which I think I just did. Hold on, I'm trying to just help you. Okay, there we go. So if you look over here, right now the federal funds rate, they cut it from 4.25 and 4.5 down to 4 to 4.25. Okay, so here's where we are right now. So a lot of people were saying, well, that's all we need. We don't need any more rate cuts. One dissented and said we don't need any before the cut. So we have all these people saying basically we're right where we need to be. All right. Then down through here, most of these are saying, well, We're cutting because of the jobs market. We had, just think, about a month ago, we lost about 1 million jobs. And then over the last couple weeks, as the numbers balance, we're losing more and more jobs. But the creation is maybe 50, 150. That's what they're trying to figure out right now. How many jobs are being created? And then are they being able to be absorbed into the market? So now what happened yesterday is we got a pretty good jobs report. So now some of the people that might be on the fence, you know, through here might be saying, well, maybe we don't need a cut because inflation still don't know where it's going to go. And the jobs market is stabilizing. So the jobs are the big key right now. And this is based on the Federal Reserve and what they told us. Okay, so that's what you're looking at. We won't even go into next year because all this data can turn on a dime, as we know. So here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. And this is the folks, this is from the Federal Reserve, their creation. They still have the federal funds rate at 4.25 to 4.5. I'll refresh it to just show you guys that I'm not kidding. Right through here, there it is. Okay, so the reason why I brought this up on the screen is here's data points that they look at. Okay, so they monitor inflation by the PCE. This is important. Okay, then they watch the unemployment rate, and then they also see GDP. So if GDP is running real good, that means the economy is going eventually, inflation might tick up a little bit, but then eventually you'll get the employment numbers coming up. So that's what some people are saying. So let's get over to what we saw in this week's news, and I'll kind of summarize this for you real quick. Then we're going to get to next week's news because we're going to fill in some of the gaps through here, and we're going to see what the economists are expecting. Now, this is where our newsletter is going to come into play. Now, I'm not going to say it's fantastic. I'm doing my best. What I want to do is I sit here all the time and bitch about, you know, ADP's numbers are bad and these people, you know, these things are bad. But I'm not that kind that sits there and just grumps about it. I try to do something about it. So what I thought is, okay, I got all this data points that I know of. I'm going to start creating AI and just creating our own newsletter. So I'm going to show you what that's going to look like in a little bit. So on Mondays, I'm going to come out with a newsletter just saying, okay, folks, here's the data points that's coming in for the week. And then on Friday, we'll come in and say, okay, here's what we got, and then here's what next week looks like. But here's what's coming down the pike on what the Federal Reserve looks at, but that's coming next week. So let's get back to the economic calendar. Here's what we saw in this week's news. Retail sales, well, they were better than expected, basically all the way across the board. They were either steady or way up. All right, you go down through here, the Federal Reserve cut. Okay, that was good news for the markets. That's good news for your credit cards, personal loans, things like that. Then you go down through here and we got the jobs numbers. And the jobs numbers were supposed to get worse, meaning there were supposed to be more people unemployed and more people piling up on the unemployment. Well, it's not doing, it didn't happen. Last week, we had a number that came in at 264,000, over the 250 tread line that where we've been. Some analysts were saying, okay, there's something goofy in Texas, there's some errors or whatever. But they thought, okay, the unemployment number is still going to, it'll go below 250, but it's going to be about in the 240 range. It came in at 230. But the even better news is the continued claims actually dropped. And that's meaning, well, the unemployed are getting absorbed into the market. Okay, so that's that part of the market. So let's get next week. Here's the economic calendar for next week. We're going to get the manufacturing PMI and the servicing PMI. This is going to give us how that's all going and also inflationary numbers. And in Monday's newsletter, I'm going to put out this, what I'm thinking, you know, these are going to come in at. So that's coming in on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have new home sales. Now, these are new homes, new construction. These aren't existing home sales. New homes are getting hammered right now. I just watched Lennar's report, and it looks dismal. Lennar, what we have to understand is Lennar is the kind of the entry level when it comes to homes. They're struggling right now. And we're also seeing applications on the purchase side of smaller homes. They're dismal right now. We have a lot of people refinancing. And then if you're on the upper end, you know, $800,000, $900,000, $1 million loans, homes, people are still buying them, believe it or not. But when you get down to 200,000-300,000 new construction, they're hard. People are just, they're either renting or just buying into existing homes because there's a little more, there's more wiggle room there. Here's one of the things I want to address on that. The home builders, they mention, and I pulled this out, a lot of perks, a lot of margin cuts, a lot of credits back to the buyers. they're reluctant to cut the prices. Okay, that's getting a little concerning now, because they're now at the point they're like, okay, we can't keep giving all these incentives because we're losing all our profits. Well, maybe you just don't give the incentives and bring your prices down in accordance, and then you can sell the home. So just a thought. Let's get over to Thursday. We're going to have durable goods orders and GDP. That's the GDP. Remember, we went over that. That's some of the news that they look at right through here. So we're going to get... go back through it. And then we're going to get, where did it go? I'm on the wrong date. Then we're going to go over to Thursday, we get the GDP, and then Friday, we're going to get the PCE. Does this look familiar? PCE and GDP. If you go over to here, we got the, my bad, folks. We got the PCE and the GDP. So two of the pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve follows or monitors are coming out the next week. So I'm not going to give any predictions to it now, but these are the things we're going to follow next week, and those are will be concerning to the markets. Okay, so let's get over to the Federal Reserve now. They're going to meet in 39 days. What are they going to do? So we're going to look at this each day, because last September, when the Federal Reserve cut rates, you know, this thing went to, well, there's another cut coming, 99.999% chance. And then some data came in on, I think, some inflation numbers, and then the number went down to like 50. So we're going to monitor each day, and I know it might get a little annoying, but let's just go down through here and look at the probability. The probability of another rate cut at the October meeting, October 29th, is 92%. So they're saying right now there's a 92% chance they're going to cut at the next meeting, and then there's an 80% chance they're going to cut again. So let's get over to that dot plot and figure out where they're taking us from here. So we go back to the dot plot, and let's see where it's taking us. So if you got two more rate cuts, we're here now. We're going to go 1-2. Well, that's where maybe the majority of them are going to stay. So hopefully they stay, and then we have this dissenter down here that wanted five rate cuts. Now, this is Mehren, and he was a person that President Trump just assigned to the Federal Reserve. So we had some things happening in the Federal Reserve that you probably are aware of. We have Cook. There's a girl named Cook, a young lady or a lady called Cook, who she's being fired by the president. So, but she still got to vote in this, and we might think that her vote is right here. She was voting for no rate cuts. I'm not saying that was her, but the dissenter down here was Mehren. And this gentleman was just voted in to the Federal Reserve on Monday night for the Tuesday meeting for the Wednesday vote, and he voted for five rate cuts. And I watched his interview this morning, and folks, I'm not going for five rate cuts. Okay, so I'm nixing that. I don't agree with him. And I'm also nixing the one up here for five rate cuts. I'm right between here, and I'm probably in the tune of, if things keep going the way they are, the Federal Reserve will have two more rate cuts. And then, but this data is going to be dependent kind of each day, and that's why we go over these data points each week. So let's get over to see what the markets are doing. But let's go first. Here's the newsletter I'm working on behind the scenes. So here's what I was going to present to you guys today. We got some decisions that we had this week. We had the Federal Reserve's decision. They cut rates by 25 basis points. The guidance was two more rate cuts coming. And then we got over here, jobless claims. We're going to go through all that data, what the bond market did for the week. Housing starts. Do you see the housing numbers? Housing starts, they're terrible. So now you're starting to see those and permits going down. You can see that right through here. Single family homes, minus 7%. Permits down 2%. So the new constructions, they're getting hammered right now. A lot of people are just going into existing homes. A lot of people are still sitting tight. So they're still waiting for, you know, maybe lower rates. Rates are probably right about where they're going to be for a while. And home prices, they're going to stay sticky because builders aren't cutting prices, and anybody out there looking to sell their house, unless they have to sell, they're in a pretty good market as well. Unless you're in Austin and some of those areas, you know, the inventory is getting up there, and they were a little bit frothy during that time. Down through here, this is what I was saying. We're going to give you our projections, housing starts. You know, so we're going to go over what are the economists were filling, you know, what they said. Then we're going to fill in what we're estimating, and then we're going to go over and see the differences and the deltas on that, and then see who wins. And then if I'm not competing with them and they're doing a great job, okay, then I'll stop doing all my research. But if we can beat the analysts, then I'll continue to do it. And then there'll be other data points down through here, as well as some videos that you might be interested in. So let's get to our portfolio for the week. If you guys ever follow me on Stock Talk Tuesday, we do go over a stock portfolio. Last week, or I think the week before, I was like, okay, guys, instead of creating a big portfolio like this, it might sound, you know, in fancy, that you have all, you know, I own Pelletier and all these other things. I would highly suggest, if you have one investment to make, and I'm not a financial planner, I'm not an analyst, I don't do stock trading, please just take this for entertainment and educational purposes. Just look at the S&P 500 or some instrument like that. It's probably your safest bet, you know, unless you just want to gamble. But that's my fatherly advice to you guys out there. So follow me on Tuesday, where we talk about stocks, bonds, and cryptocurrencies. My whole goal is just to help educate you guys on how to understand it, how to research it, how to even invest it. Now, because I want to get you guys out of, you know, being, you know, you get a lot of comments down in the below section, and it kind of gets to you after a while. You know, I don't have any money, I'm struggling, I'm this. Folks, I've been there. So my goal is to help educate you to get out of that situation, because I don't think the schools are doing their job. So let's recast this so we can conclude it. If you guys have any questions for me, please post them up here. I'd love to answer anything you got. But mortgage rates right now, I'm just saying they're steady. I'll show you the bond market. It really didn't move today. If you look at this, it is nothing. You know, basically plus minus 0.03. So really nothing there. The stock market doing pretty good. Let's go back to here before it closes. Let's see how that's closing. Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ and these probably hit another record high. And the Russell's giving up a little bit. VIX is stable and the bond market's down 7. So really stability in the markets right now, folks. So unless you got something that I can answer, I'm going to go and start working. We got 43 applications in the last 3 days, and we're trying to work mornings, evenings, weekends. So if you put in your application, or let's get over to my website for a second. So if you're new to my channel, please, I don't know why I said please, but visit my website. So I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, just go to the website right here, theRateUpdate.com. What I do is I'm federally licensed. I work at a bank that provides that for me. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the cool thing about us is we are a federal bank. I don't know if I could say the federal bank piece. I work at a bank that's federally licensed. How do you say that? But the piece of this is we're set up with over 30 other lenders to help you out. So if you're out there shopping for a loan, please use our services, because what we could do is you'll use me, yours truly, or Alan. And we'll work you through basically from applications, either keys in your pocket or you're refinancing. So you can use us. We're going to get you approved, and then we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders and make sure we're getting you the lowest rates as well as lowest fees in the market. So if you want to visit us, go to therateupdate.com. There's a whole slew of information up here. If you're looking to buy a house, right down through here, this is a great program. It's a down payment assistance program that you don't have to pay back. What happened is a lot of people took those down payment assistance programs from the builder or other lenders that was a loan, you have to pay it back. Well, try to refinance when you have one of these behind the scenes and you only put down maybe $5,000 or $10,000 and you got a $20,000 down payment assistance. It doesn't work. So make sure you're getting a down payment assistance loan you don't have to pay back. If you're looking to refinance, check out this right here. If you don't know what rate you want to refinance, just grab your mortgage statement, click this button, tell me what your mortgage is right now, what rate you're interested in refinancing. As soon as that rate hits that, I'll be reaching out to you to show you what your savings would be, your break-even point, the cost, and everything. But that's it for today, folks. I greatly appreciate you joining me today. I won't be doing a closing bell. I'm going to conclude it with these live events each Friday to bring you up to date on what happened and what's down the pike next week. So join me Monday, because we're going to give you my forecast on where I think this is all going to go next week. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great weekend. God bless. Be safe out there, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.